my friend. Very good work. So, in about 20 minutes, I'm not giving you much time for this one tonight, 20 minutes, our roving travel reporter, hashtag at his own expense, Andy Mossack, is somewhere else in this globe of ours. Last time we had him on, he was somewhere very cold. He was skiing in the French mountains. Now, he is somewhere else. Full travel log is coming at 15 minutes past. But I don't know where he is. Here is the first clue. First time I've seen this, first time you're hearing it. This city is known as the theme park capital of the world. But before them, there were theme parks here. It was well known for its dense orange groves and natural freshwater lakes. City is known as the theme park capital of the world. Before there were theme parks here, it was known for its dense orange groves and natural freshwater lakes. Where do you think he is then in the world? There is another clue after the 11 o'clock news. Oh, I don't know, really. I'm guessing it's the States. That's where I've got to be. But whereabouts? It might be East Coast or, sorry, the Southeast. Theme park capital. I'm thinking Florida or California. Florida or California. And I can't decide which one it is. Now, there is another clue, which I'll be laying on you, like I say, just after the 11 o'clock news. But if you think you know where he is, maybe you've been there yourself. Orange groves and theme parks. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. I'm fairly certain he's in the States. Fairly certain. But where exactly? I don't know.
One ticket, please.
This is then for Andy Mossack. My guess was either Florida or California, but where exactly, I don't know. Andy and Barnsley are saying Orlando. Actually thinking about it. Chris in Scarborough, Andy's in Orlando. Janet in Barnsley saying Florida. Orlando, Florida, says Jonathan. Gareth in Woodhouse. Hey, Gareth, Orlando, Florida. I could go for that. Just have to wait and see, I suppose. There is the second clue. I'm not going to plump for anything yet. I'm not going to plump for out. I'm going to wait and see. Just the second clue will be on. I haven't seen that either. So when I get in the right spot for it, I'll lay it on you. Hi to Jonathan as well as saying Orlando, saying A Swallow on My Neck by Morrissey. My updates online all night. bbc.co.uk/news. To you. How the devil are you? You look fabulous, by the way. Have you lost weight? I think you have. No early clues for the rewind tonight, I am afraid. None whatsoever, because we have this man, Andy Mossack, roving travel reporter, is with us tonight, and he's somewhere else in the world. We had the first clue about 10 minutes ago, and I have one final clue, and then he'll be on about 10:15. That's how it works. Time for me to find out what the second clue is. Now, the first one was about it being the theme park capital of the world. And I said it was either Florida or California, basically. Those are the two places it's going to be. Graham in Craig. Hiya, Graham. I think Andy is in San Bernardino. San Bernardino. That's California, isn't it, San Bernardino? I'm fairly certain it is. Hi to Pam in Louth. Going for Orlando in Florida. David is in Lincoln, Nebraska on the email saying Orlando, Florida. It's got to be Orlando. I don't know. I really don't know. Here is the second clue then. There is a Shakespearean connection to this city, as it's said, its name is said to be taken from a lead character in Shakespeare's As You Like It. Where's my Shakespearean music?
Shall I do it in my Ian McKellen?
There is a Shakespearean connection to this city. Its name is said to be taken from a lead character in Shakespeare's As You Like It. So how do you know you're Shakespeare? All righty then. 81333 and Russ. You get about 5 minutes if you fancy helping me out. I'm leaning towards Orlando, but I'm not 100%. I'm not plumping just yet. 0345 303 3333. Few more of the songs for tattoos on the way as well. Who else do you know that we should be friends with? facebook.com/latenightrussell. I'd love to make a connection. So some great songs for the tattoos. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Tampa in Florida, says Brenda in Sheffield. Thank you for your shout. The man himself is on the way next. Here are the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of these on your BBC.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Ow.
So you've been really good tonight. You've been giving me all sorts of answers and guesses and suggestions as to where in the world our roving travel reporter is this week. The air miles are staggering, and this man's account. So without further ado, let's say a very good evening to Andy Mossack. Good evening, my friend.
Good evening, Russell. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm not too shabby, thank you. I'm not too bad. The clues you gave us, we've been talking about this for about 20 or so minutes, and the conclusion we have come to, I'm going to go with the weight and the number of suggestions and say you are in Orlando, Florida.
Correctamundo.
Oh,
yes,
excellent.
Indeed.
People never let me down, Andy.
No, well done, well done. Central Florida, yes.
Wowzers.
6:15 in the evening here, of course, so not quite as late as where it is where you is.
Okay. Now, usually, I've got to say, Andy, in all of the places that you go, there is always a sort of a slight theme with you, which is sort of off the beaten track. You like to go off the beaten track quite a bit.
If
you are in Orlando... So you are very much on the absolute centre of the beaten track, though, aren't you? I mean, it's got to be one of the biggest tourist destinations in the world.
Okay, you're right, but this is it. So, is there life beyond the theme parks is my subject. So I set the Orlando Tourist Board a challenge, and I said to them, right, okay, you know, love to come to Orlando, but... Is there a possibility that you can have a holiday in Orlando without setting foot in a theme park? And they said, absolutely.
They replied?
Yes. So happily, they more than stepped up to the plate. And I'd like to say there is sanity beyond park fever. Absolutely. So I've spent the last 5 days... doing everything except going anywhere near Disney or SeaWorld or Universal Studios.
Now, and what have you done then? I mean, you've gone off the beaten track. What did you manage? Because, okay, I mean, it's one of those fairly simple things. We know how to get to Orlando. There are plenty of ways to do it. We know that it's the dollar. We know that there are you know, you can expect large portions, I'm sure, in the theme park restaurants. So I'm fascinated to learn this week then. What exactly have you been up to?
Well, you know, Central Florida is quite interesting because you've got the Everglades, of course. So you've got these fantastic wetlands, which are literally surrounding Orlando. Now, first of all, I went to this delightful place in Orlando called Winter Park. And it's not a theme park, but it's a beautiful area, which is literally dominated by three huge lakes and some lovely canals. And it's a place, McCartney's got a condo up here as well. And it's called, it's kind of very villagey. It's got cafes and artisan shops, and it's sort of place you can just literally walk around. It's such a pretty place, Winter Park. And it's an area that was created in the 1850s by wealthy New York snowbirds. You know what they call snowbirds? They come down from New York.
Do you mean grey-haired people, Andy? Is that what you mean?
No, they call them for the winter. So they call them snowbirds going south for the winter.
I see.
So that's what they call them. So they go down from New York into Florida for, you know, during the winter season. So these wealthy people built this kind of a little community back in the 1850s. And it's the oldest neighbourhood in pretty much in Florida, I'd say.
Wow.
And you can take this scenic boat tour around the lakes. Really, really lovely. And they've been doing this boat tour since the turn of the century and see some of these incredible properties, these beautiful kind of lakeside properties that these very wealthy people had. And so lovely, so lovely. And there is the Rollins College campus there, which is supposed to be America's most beautiful college. That's literally on the lakefront too.
Is it America's most beautiful college?
Well, you know, I'm not up on the number of colleges because I'm sure there are other colleges would be available too. But it is very spectacular. Yeah, very, very pretty. But also here in Winter Park, would you believe, is this incredible museum called the Charles Hosmer Morse American Art Museum. But it's got inside the largest collection of Tiffany glass in the world. I mean, Louis Comfort Tiffany, I don't know if you know this man, this particular gentleman. He's the son of the great Tiffany & Co., you know, the family.
Yes.
But he was a glass artist. So he did this incredible kind of paint within the glass, not like sort of stained glass. And there is this huge collection of his work.
Extraordinary.
In this place. Yeah, it's quite extraordinary and beautiful. And it's there forever because it has been given by a wealthy family. And they've got this endowment to show this work off forever. So that was a real surprise. And that was really lovely. And that was literally, I don't know, 20 minutes from Disney, if you like. So it's a lovely, lovely park, Winter Park.
Are these places that only really locals would know about, locals would go to?
I know. I think the thing is, you just don't expect to see it. And perhaps the tourist board maybe need to do a little bit more work to say that, you know, there is so much to see outside of theme park, Orlando. 30 minutes outside of downtown Orlando, you're in the heart of the Everglades. And I went airboat riding with a place called Wild Florida. Fantastic airboats, you know, those great big things with the fans behind them. Going across the tropical wetlands, you've got alligators and tons of bird life, you know, eagles, vultures, egret. It's amazing. Yeah, yeah, literally half an hour away.
Did you get to meet a gator? Did you hang out with an alligator?
I absolutely did, yeah. I mean, this guy, Skipper Mike, he took me to the favourite place where all these alligators just wallow. And we stopped the airboat and he said to everyone, okay, well, look, you know, just get up on the side of the boat here. And there they are, just lying there with their eyes looking at you.
Wow.
Which is a little bit disconcerting. But one more thing I did was, again, we went to just not far from there in out of town. There's a place called Forever Florida. It's 5,000 acres of ranch.
5,000 acres?
Seriously good, yeah. Horse riding, like a dude ranch experience. And they call the crackers, the cracker cowboys. You know, down in Florida, they had cowboys, but they were called cracker cowboys, not for any other sinister reason other than they had whips and they were, you know, moving the cattle along with whips, cracking a whip, yeah. And so they've got this massive ranch, but inside this ranch, in this 5,000 acres, are seven zip line courses.
you must have had a go. Knowing you must have been on that.
I can't tell you what fun I had on there. Unbelievable. One of these zip lines, 650 foot long, seriously good. You know, you're about 80 foot off the ground. Amazing, right across the canopy of this vast forest. So, you know, it's spectacular, mate. It's really, really good. And what's funny is the guy called Tony, who's the head ranger of this place, and we're going around in this sort of huge kind of, I don't know what it's called, one of these tank things. You know, they show you from high up, you sit in them and you go across country in it. It holds about 30 people. And he said everything here is a conservation place. So all the natural wildlife, he said, for everyone, it's an animal buffet, you know, for anybody, any animal or crocodile, sorry, alligator who comes across nature, I guess. He said, wow. So they don't feed the animals here. They just leave them to their own devices and all kinds of stuff there. So that's really interesting.
Is it good value for money?
For good time.
Is it? Yeah,
it is. I mean, you get a car because you hire a car and you drive for half an hour and you're in the Everglades, you know. So it's really good. And the other good thing about Orlando is it's right in the center of Florida. So you've got coast on each side. So you've got, you know, on one side you've got the Atlantic with Miami, and then the other side you've got Tampa and, you know, the Gulf Coast, which is really lovely. And they're literally, I don't know, an hour away each side. You know, so you've got two coastlines, and it's a good place to base yourself. You don't literally have to drive very far at all. And the other good thing I like about here, just to bring it bang up to date, is premium outlet shopping. You know,
premium outlet shopping.
I mean, the outlets.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Ridiculous. Okay, I mean, there's the premium outlets here, up to about 40% discount, but. International Drive has got these massive outlet shopping centres. So if you're really into shopping, I would, you know, you sit there and you watch the people just spending money. You know, you do get good deals, I have to say. So I might be doing that tomorrow for the missus.
Is that all right? Now, are you shopping for a present, perhaps?
Oh, well, yeah, it's her birthday this month, so I might get something special. Who knows? Who knows what I might come up with?
It's a genuine pair of American jeans that were made in China.
Yeah, but do you want a fact? I've got a good factoid here.
Go on then, give me a fact.
Well, the Seminole tribe is in Florida. That's their hometown,
yes,
so to speak. Yeah, the Seminole. And, you know, they own every Hard Rock restaurant in the world apart from Vegas.
Now, I've been to the one in Vegas. Why don't so they own every other one but that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, for some reason, I think it's a hotel, isn't it, in Vegas, that one?
But they do. Yeah, the big hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, they've got the sort of the world copyright on Hard Rock restaurants. It's pretty awesome.
Excellent.
So, yeah, and the rest of it is really there's Cirque du Soleil here. There's some fantastic food centres. It's not all about fast food, some very nice food.
Okay.
America is doing very well, I've got to say, on the sort of farm to fork thing. It's changing its perspective about food.
Yeah.
So fresh food is becoming the norm. It's very good. Craft beers are good.
Well, you had me at beer. You had me at beer, I've got to say. Would you like some quick sister cities, twin towns? You'll always like a twin town story.
I do like a twin.
How many have you been to on this one then? Monterrey. In Mexico.
No. Oh, okay. Monterrey, yeah.
Tainan in Taiwan.
Well, I've been to Taiwan, but I haven't been there.
What about Orenburg in Russia?
Oh.
Do you know
what? They've got a theme park there.
And I swear to you, that's about it. There's nothing over here that's got any. We've got no twin town with Orlando, which I think is a disgrace. We've got to have a British town somewhere in there. You know, somewhere equally sun-kissed and beautiful, like Birmingham, perhaps. That should be a wonderful twin town.
Yeah, why not? Let's suggest it, shall we?
Well, you've got the number of the tourist board. Write to them. Get them to process it. Lovely to talk to you. How long are you there till, mate?
I'm here for a couple more nights. One of the good things here, I'm in the Four Seasons Resort here, and I've got the best seat because every 9 o'clock, the Disney place next door, because I'm not going into the theme park, of course, but Disney is literally next door. So at 9 o'clock, they do the fireworks.
You see it every night for free.
So, yeah, we're sitting here, with a nice coffee or a rum or something, and we'll just watch the fireworks show. Why not, eh?
There you go. Have that, House of Mouse. Good stuff. You have a good time, mate. Lovely to talk to you.
All right. See you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks, my friend. Orlando in Florida. More than just theme parks. Wow.